You're holding that Chof Gimel Amar Aleph on top that says what for Yafina Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. That this was an answer for Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that Rabbi Shmuel holds when you have a Gzeira Shova. So if it's Mufna mi one side, if it's extra on one side, that's enough to say Lemeidid, and V'yayin Meshiv, and you can't ask the question. So question, if so, what are we about to have a Gzeira Shova that's Mufna both Tzadim? So if according to Chom Shita was good, Chom hold the opposite. That if it's only Mufna on one side, you could ask a question on it. But if it's Mufna extra on both sides, then you can't ask any questions. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't ask any questions, even if it's only open on one side. So why does Torah have to have a Gzeira Shova that's open on both sides? So the answer is, in the case we have a question like Al Gemara, we have to learn the Gzeira Shova out from. Either from Vayivra, Vayivra, from Vayetzer, Vayetzer. So the svar is, if we have one Vayetzer, Vayetzer, that on both sides is Mufna, so we learn out the Gzeira Shova from there, rather from the other one that's only open on one side. That's what the top words mean. The Afinim learn out rather Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Now the Gemara says Lohochi Afne Rachmon LaBehema Mishnei Tzadim. Why take the Torah right by Behema? It says VeYetzer VeYetzer. It's open twice on both sides. So Rashi says this Gemara is going according to Rabbanan Shita. So the answer is Ki Heichad Lo Nigmar MeMufna Mitzad Echad. Nor that we should not learn out from where it's only open on one side. And Rashi says because the Rabbanan Shita is, if it's only Mufna from one side, you could ask the question. Like we'll see, the Gemara soon will ask the question, how can you learn out a Bria from a Behema to an Isha? So therefore the Rabbanan hold that if it would have been only Mufna on one side, we would ask the question on this Gezeira Shava. But now that it's Mufna both Stodim, therefore we cannot ask any question. The other Gemara says, Ravacha b'reid rova masni lo mishmed reblezer l'kula. He learned this sheet that we just learned before, we learned it l'kula. Rashi said, in other words, you don't have to have mufna so much. What does that mean to say? He learned like this, that really kol gzeir shav v'sheinu mufna kol liko l'meidim u'meshivin. If you can make a gzeir shav, even though it's not extra on either side, it's just on the gzeir shav, it says the word here, it says the word there, we have a right to learn out one from the other. Just if the words are not extra, then the klal is u'meshivin. If you have a question on the gzeir shav, you could slug up, we do not use the gzeir shav. What's going to be mufni mitzarech? Let's say the Gzeira Shova is open on one side. So then it depends. The Reb Yishmer lemeidim v'yemeshivim. According to this Gersh, Reb Shmuel agrees that a'meshivim, you can't ask any questions on it. The Rabbanan though, lemeidim v'yemeshivim, you can learn out from it and ask questions. But mufni mishnetzodim, where it's open on both sides, then everybody agrees that lemeidim v'yemeshivim, you can't ask any questions. If so, the Gemara is according to the Rabbanan Shit l'Rabbanan, ma'ika be'mufna mitzadechod, l'sheinu mufna kolikur. According to Rabbanan, even when it's mufna mitzadechod, you can still ask the question on it. And even if it's not mufna at all, also you can make the Gzeira Shova, just you could ask the question on it. So what's the difference? Why does the Torah have to make the Gzeira Shova that's mufna from one side? What do we gain on the deal? So Mor says, now, the difference would be like this. Heichod imishkachas lo mufna mitzadechod, v'sheinu mufna kolikur. Again, like we had before, we have a question, which way to make the Gzeira Shova? That if one way it's mufna mitzarechud, if you make the shava the other way, it's not mufna at all. So therefore, it's better to learn out the gzeira shava on the way, on the case where it's mufna at least mitzarechud. So that's the difference why sometimes the Torah leaves extra on one side. The lav lahai is lepircha, the lav lai is lepircha. In such a case where both gzeira shavas, both ways not have any pirchas on it, it's only a question which way to learn the better out from. So therefore, the klal is that shavkin and sheinu mufna kolikar for gavrina mi mufna mitzad echod. That it's better to leave over the tzad that's mufna that's not extra at all, and learn it out from the other way that a kol part of it's open on one side, it's extra on one side. So now the Gemara says that v'hoch and my pirchiko, but v'ir avu gzeir shavu, that according to Rabbi Meir was explaining the reason that Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah that if an isha has a miscarriage and the miscarriage the fetus looks like a behema, that she has a tumas later. So we want to say, because the Gzeira Shava Vayetza Vayetza says Lashon Vayetza Vayodam, it says Lashon Vayetza by behema. So Mora says, so we want to say before that if it's not a mufna on both stodim, we would ask a pircha. Therefore, it has to be mufna on both stodim. So the question is, my pircha, what kind of question could you ask on this Gzeira Shava? So Mora says, yes, Mishom Dik Lemifruch, we would ask like this, Mishom Dik Lemifruch. Ma li yodam shekei metame michayim. Mali Yodam Shekhem Matamachim is an Odom, he is mekabel tumah when he's alive. If an adam touches a sheretz, touches a mace, he becomes tamei. Mashenkin by behemoth, there's no din tumah on it when it's alive. So therefore, maybe you can't bring any proof from the fact that an adam has a tumah later, that if he gives birth to a behemoth, should also have a tumah later. So that's the question on the kavach on the gzera shava. So therefore, since it's mufna both stadim, therefore we do not ask this question. Tadimor says, v'chein, the same thing, Omer Reb Chiyah v'Rabba. Omer Reb Yechanan, that high no time with Reb Meir, you know what the reason of Reb Meir is? That he says in the Mishnah of an Isha's Mapil, Kimin Behemah, she has Tumas Leder. Hoyo v'nemre bo Yitzir, record him the same thing, it says Loshen v'Yetzer. By Yodim, it says Loshen v'Yetzer, by Behemah, so he makes Zer Shava. Oh, Malay Reb Amir, Reb Amir says back like this, Ela Meyativ, so, Hamapelis Tumus Har, if the Isha has a miscarriage and the fetus looks like a mountain, if so, ima tamei later than Isha shorosavatum is later, it should be called a vlad. Why? Shenemah the pasuk says ki hine yoitzer horim uvarei ruach that Hashem creates a har. It says lashon of yoitzer horim the same way it says vayetzer bayodam. So meiti gzera shav also that if you give birth to a type of a har, a mountain also should have tumas later. So you answer back no. Omalei har miko mapelis. Is it possible to say that anything that comes out of Isha is really called a har, a mountain, has no shaykhus to a mountain? Avenu, it's sort of like a stone, like a solid piece, to come out pelis. And who gush ikri, all it's called is a piece of flesh, that's all it is, a solid piece. In other words, even though it has a shape, maybe of a pyramid, but it's not a har, it's called a piece of flesh, that's all. Therefore, pshita, the vlad, is not called a har, and therefore, if it has no tsuras odom, there would not be a tumas later. The more still asks, Elamayat, if so, Hamapelis Ruach Teima Temeya Leidom, the Venetia's Mapo type of a Ruach, meaning the wind comes out of her, so also she should have a tumas later on her. Why? Hoyo Venemraboy Briya Kiyodim, because by Ruach also says Lashon of Bri, like it says by Yodim, the Siddur, the Apostle just said, Overeya Ruach. Said Lashon of Boreya creating by Ruach. That's like it says by Yivru Adam. So Mara says, V'chitei, maybe you tell me no le mufna, that it's not extra this Gzera Shava. There's no extra sod, therefore you can ask a question on it. So Mara says, no. Me dehevel le michtav yaitze horim over Ruach. It just should have said once, yaitze horim and Ruach. What does it say the word uvereya Ruach? Uksiv, it says uvereya Ruach, Hashem created the Ruach. Shramina lafnuya, that this word uvereya is extra. So, Kuru, there should be Gzeira Shovia to say that if she's Mapel, a Kamin Ruach, a wind just come out like a placenta, just full of wind, so she should have Tumas later. Or Malaysia said back to him, no, Donin Divrei Torah mit Divrei Torah. If the Gzeira Shovia is from Divrei Torah, from the Torah, then you can make the Gzeira Shovia. But Vien Donin Divrei Torah mit Divrei Kabbalah, you can't make a Gzeira Shovia from here, this word that it says in Omus, over Reya Ruach, since it's not a Lashon HaTorah, it's only Lashon in the Nevi'im, you cannot make a Gzera Shava one to the other. So that's why we do not make this Gzera Shava to say Venetia's Mapa Kemin Ruach, to say that she should have a Tumas later. Another more says, Rabba Bar Bachone Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that high no time with Remeir, the reason of Remeir is, Hoyo V'Einayim Doimus Kishalodom, he won't say a new reason. The reason why Remeir holds if she's Mapa Kemin Behema, that Isha has a Tumas Leida, because the eyes of an animal looks the same way as the eyes of an Adam. Rashi says, Hoyel v'yaneim shachayi behema doim l'shal Adam. Shachur shabai, in the black of the eye, heavy yogel is round in the behema, just like an Adam. Abo dogim, by fish, it's not round. So Murray asked the question, so that's why a behema is more doim to an Adam. So Murray says, Elam ayatev saw mepeles dumus nochesh, and she gives birth to a piece of flesh looking like a snake, Tayima Tumay Ledin also Shishava Tumas Leda. Hoyova Galgal Enoi Agula Kishaladim. That the roundness of the eye of a snake is just like the person. So also it should be Daima to say that she has a miscarriage like a snake, she should have Tumas Leda. Because Mar says, Vechitem, maybe you tell me, Hachanam, it's true. So the Mar is so, listen in Nochesh. Why doesn't it say in the Mishnah Nochesh? Why does it just say Behemel? Vechayiv Yayif, it should have said Nochesh also. So Mar says like this, maybe no. Really, Nochesh is included. Just eat ton of Nochesh. If I would have wrote the word Nochesh, I mean, I would have thought to say, but Nochesh would depligi Rabbanon alei. If I would have said by Rabbi Meir, that if she's Mapo, Kemin, Behema, Chayiv, V'yayif, and Nochesh, then it says Rabbanon argues, I would have thought maybe the Rabbanon only argues on the Nochesh, that's all. from the Deloiksiv by Yitzira, because it doesn't say the word Yitzira by Nochish, even though the eyes look like an Adam, so that could be the Machlekes. Rav Meir would hold, as long as the eyes look like an Adam, it has a Tumas Leda, and the Rabbanim say no, it has to have the Gzeres Shavah of Yitzira. Abu Behema V'chaya Leipligi Tichsiv Be Yitzira, but I would have thought to say the Rabbanim would not argue if she's Mapel Kamin Behema V'chaya, since the Pasuk is Lashon Yitzira. So Kamash will know that that's why it doesn't say the word Nochash in the Mishnah. But Enoch Nami could be, according to Rav Meir, that a Nochash would also be a Tumas Leda. For the Umarai Vagabi Mumikatonya law, we learned the parsha of a behema has the eyes like an Adam, it's called a mum, you can't bring it for a carbon. It says what one of the mumim of a behema is, Eshagalgalena of Ogul Gishaladam, that if the eyes of an animal is like the eyes of a person, it's called a mum. So we see that a normal eyes of an animal does not look like an Adam. So how could we say here, Chandra Meir is, that the eyes of an Adam look like the eyes of a behema? So it says like Kasha, I'll answer you like this. That buchma means the black of the eye. So that Rashi says it's round by a behema just like an Adam. But that's what it says in the Gemara in Yibchur is there, it's called a mum, if a behema looks like an Adam. That's bitziri, Rashi says, means mokum moshe kolayim. Like the eye, the whole form of the eye there, the socket of the eye. That is lohevi ogle, it's not round and by a behema like an Adam. And if it is round by a behemoth like an Adam, that will be considered a mum. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yana, young Rabbi Yana, he says, that high no time with Rabbi Meir, you know what the reason of Rabbi Meir is, he says in the Mishnah, that Yamata come in behemoth, she's to me later, hoyu v'yei neyem hochas lefneyem kishal Adam. Because by a behemoth, the eyes go in front of them, just like an Adam is. The eyes are not on the side of the face, but the eyes is in front of the face, just like the eyes are by an Adam. So Rabbi says, the silver ray oif, the chub by birds, the ain enough hokas the fun of. The eyes are on the side, it's not in front of the face. It's so still the comer of made the tummy. And now Mishnah it says if Anisha's mapo came in oif, she's also tummy later. So her question is why? The eyes do not go in front by a knife. Rashi just says lefnei means lafuki dogum, not fish, the name are on the sides. The same thing tells for Nochash also. Nochash also the eyes are on the side. Rakopon and the Gemara is, Lechura Eifais is also on the side. So why is Nof Tomei? Gemara says true. Omer Abaye Abaye says that Bikriya Vikifufa. It's only these two type of birds that Ramei holds in Isha's Tomei Leda. Because these two type of birds, the eyes attack her in the front of it like an Adam. Gemara says, what do you want to tell me if a Shar Eifais Loi? But all other birds know that all other birds, even Ramei would agree, if she's Mapul or Dmin or something looks like the other birds, she'd be Tor. So Mar says, Mesir, we have a question. It says that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, that Nir and Divra Rabbi Meir, the Behema v'chaya. I like the words of Rabbi Meir, by a Hei Behena v'chaya, if Nisha's Mapul, Kamin Behema, Kamin Chaya, then she's Tamaleda. But the Divra Chom v'yofis, he likes the words of Chom v'yofis. So who are now my yofis? What type of birds is it? What type of birds is he talking about? You let me if you want to tell me. We're talking about the Bikri of the Kefufa, these two types of birds. Is so Maishna Behema V'chaya Tieneim Hokas Lefneim. Then why do you say now that Behema V'chaya, that since the eyes go in front of them, therefore Kishalodom, therefore it's Tamileda, is so then Kriya Kefufa Nami? It should also be Tamileda. What's Shana Chom that they say that what's shot in the Chom, or why do you like different Chom, that Boifos, that Yitor? Why? The Chor with Oifos is talking about these two types of birds, so then these two types of birds, the eyes are like an Adam. Ela must be Pshita B'Shar Oifos. That the Rabban here are talking about Shar Oifos, that other birds, that's the ones that he says, like the Chom that the Tor. If so, the Chor, Mechlad Rabbi Meir Polik B'Shar Oifos. Mashmur Meir argues even by Sharifus also, and he holds that if Nisha's Mapa come in any bird, so that she has a Tumas Leda. So the question is why the Chur of the eyes are not go in front of the face. So Mara says, I'll tell you, Chasur Mechsa something is musting over here in this Braisa, and really, Bokhik Katan, it is the way the Braisa should say. That Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Oimer, that Nir and Divri Rabbi Meir, I like the words of Rabbi Meir, the Behema Vechaya, by a Behema Vechaya. And Vahu Adin, the same thing, really, the Kriya of Kifufa, that they also should be Tomei. But the Divri Chomim, where does he like the words of Chomim? That's Bishar Oifis, by other birds. And you know why? because the other birds, a shafer b'meila nechlek imohim, ela b'kriya b'kafufa, that even Rav Meir Yoni says nishes tomi leidiv shigizmapul a min of an oif, that's like a kriya kafufa, these two type of birds, that the eyes are in the front like an odom. Avo b'shar roif of the other birds, I tell you moidulu, even Rav Meir would agree to chachamim, that since the eyes are not in the front of it, but on the side of it, therefore it's not daimu to an odom, therefore if an isha would have a mapelis, and the fetus would look something like the other birds, even Rav Meir with all she's tor mishum leita. For the Mar Navotanya, I'll bring you proof of this, that Omer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, ha-mapeles min behema v'chayo, the divrei Rav Meir Vlad, that she gives birth to a fetus that looks like a behema v'chayo, it's called a leita, she's tami leita. The divrei chachamim, ain't a vlad, according to chachamim, it's not called a vlad a behema v'chayo. U'v'yifis, but by birds, tivduk, you have to check it out. What type of bird it is, mashmah, not all birds are the same. So versus laman tivduk, according to it, you have to check it out. Lav doesn't mean the divrei Rabbi Meir. Mashmah, even according to Rabbi Meir, you have to check it out. Even though Rabbi Meir holds, if she's map or kiminai, she's tamei, but I'll tell you that even according to Rabbi Meir, tivduk. Why? The yoma kariya kafufin, because even Rabbi Meir only says that these two type of birds, these night birds, Rashi says, like an owl, these two type of birds, they have tumah. If the isha's mapa like them, she's tamei. But sharif is loy. So it's a proof like this. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it's not go back to all birds, but only these two types. Omer Rav Acha, b'redu aviko, loy. Maybe that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, tivduk l'rabbonin. Maybe to be check it out means according to Rabbanan Shita. The Yarmah that they say, Kriya v'kefufin, Sharifus loy, there could be no other Rabbanans are the one that are moida. If she's mapo, kemin, or Kriya v'kefufam, then she has tumas leida. But according to Rabbi Meir, maybe any bird, she would have a tumas leida. See if we have no proof. The other one says, Umaish, if you want to say that's Pshan the Rabbanan though, if so, Umaish no Kriya v'kefufam, mebehema v'chaya. According to Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin say if she's mapo kemin behem v'chaya? She's tohirom, and if she's mapo now, these two type of birds, you want to say she's tomei, why are these two type of birds more chomer than any behem v'chaya? Samora says, yes, I'll tell you, hoyo v'yesh klem listois kodem. They have jaws, Rashi says, l'chiyayim z'kufin kishkolodem. Mashenka behem v'chaya, over there the jaws are not like an odem. So since by these two birds, even the jaw of the bird is also like the jaw, the chaya of an adam, therefore, Isha would be tamei leida if she gives birth to a vlad, to a tzura that looks like these two type of birds. Now the Gemara says, Boi minei Rabbi Yimim Rab Zero, that the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the other he says, Behema b'mei Isha, vlad mal yehu, that he holds the behema b'mei Isha, is called a good vlad. What's going to be her kibbul bo'aviyah kedushin? Let's say the father's makabel kedushin. Somebody wants to marry her right now when she's in the mother's stomach. So ma, what will be the locha? So this goes according to her meila shitosai, that her meila shitin kedushin is that all the makdish dovah shalom b'liyolam. So even though right now that this vlad is not b'liyolam, that that shita you can't be makdish the flesh that's here right now. You have to be makdish the din isha that have that will be born. So we're right now to Lord Boli Yerlam, but that's where Meir Shiti can make a Meir Kedusha now to be Chaleda when the kid is born. But the Shadar is, though, is it called the Vlad for Kedusha also? That's the question. Mao, Kibbul Boavia Kedusha Mao. So Moses says, the Mayna Kamina, what's the difference? Like the Mustam Lahid, you couldn't live, even if she does live, she's not going to live too long. You never have to ever live with her. So Mayna Kamina, if you're married to her or not. So Moses says, the Yisur Rabbi Achois, son of Kamina, is if you want to marry your sister. And once you marry her, you'll be also to marry your sister. But I call upon him, even to marry two sisters is only if they're both alive. If one dies, you can marry the other one. So Moses says, Lamehmer, what do you want to tell me, Dechaya? That you could give birth, Anisha could give birth to a Vlad looking like a behemoth, the behemoth would live. Is that true? V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, le'omer Rav Meir Elohei lo v'mina miskayim. That Rav Meir says if she's mapo kimin behema, that she has tamei leida, not that really that vlad will live, just that a min, that type of vlad lives, that's all, and those behemas live. But not that this vlad out of the behema, out of an isha would live. So what's enough kimin that she's married or not? If somebody could marry her, she's not going to live anyway. So my answer is Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov, Ad kan heviyud Rabbi Yirmi l'Rab Zera l'day gichok v'lo goichok l'kenech nami. The only question he asked him was just to make him laugh. Like Rabbi Zera wanted to make Oh, Reb Yirmiyahu, you wanted to make Reb Zera lift. But really, Reb Zera did not want to lift. Like Rashi says, because it says what? Also liyodom shimale pi ischoik. And if Reb Zera was machmir, he didn't want to lift. So Kitzi didn't get him to lift. But any time the question is not to negate the maisa, because this Vlad can't live anyway. So if we only ask the question just to make him lift. Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Loi Omer Rabbi Meir Elo Hoyel B'Mino Miskayin. That's what Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah. The Venisha's Mapo come in Behema. We said she's Tamei Ledo, not that that Vlad is really going to live. That Vlad cannot live. But I call upon him, it's just B'Mino, it means other Behemas like that do live. Omer Rabbi Yemi Midifta, Af Anan Namitinina, we also learn like this, that this Vlad Vavada will not live. But it says what? Hamapilith kim in behema chayi v'yoyf. Venisha's mapil of la, the tzur that looks like a behema of chayi v'yoyf. So it says what? It shall be gerson at vlad mal yadiv rabbi meya. This rule is a mission in Mesechta B'chairis. It talks about the shalur is, if you have a second kid after this, is a second kid called the b'chor or not? So Mashmur Meya holds that the first one's called the vlad mal yadiv, and therefore the second one's not called the b'chor. The chom say achihei by mitzuras adam. No, that if an isha the first have miscarriage looks like a behemah of a chaya, it's not called the vlad at all, and therefore the second one is called the bechor. Va'mapela sandal. What's going to be if an isha gives birth to a tzura looks like a sandal? Rashi says sandal like a shoe, meaning to say like there were two kids there and one kid hit the other kid like the face is punched in, or else I shul yos, that's a placenta. Or shafir, that's the skin around the uber itself. Marukim has a little bit of a form to it. Or else v'ayotzim chutach, or else in a case where the uber came out in pieces. Or else, so such a case like this, abu achra, the kid that's born after this, is b'chor l'nachla. The second kid is called the b'chor for nachla, that's called, like the first one, to be tzorcha for Yerusha. So get pishanayim. But v'yena b'chor l'koyin, the second one that's born, though, is not called the b'chor for pidyon ben. Because the pidyon haben is totally in pet derechem, and therefore these first things that came out of the mother before, they were considered pet derechem. But those things were not fit to live, therefore they have no din Yerusha, therefore they're not called the b'chor l'nachlo. Rather the second one that's born, that's called the b'chor l'nachlo. Now, and even Rav Meir agrees to this. Now these, I got to tell me and think, that the chayom, that if ma'apol k'min min behemim minoif, that the first kid would live. If so, then Abu Achra, B'chor Nachlo, why do we say the second kid that's born is the B'chor for Nachlo? Mihevi, why should it be? If the first kid that was born, that had a tzur of a behem of a chayi, could live even for a second, so for that 1 second, the war about Yerusha, so then the second one should not be the B'chor Nachlo anymore. Smurah says, no, that's not a question. Omar Rabba says like this, the Yerlim really had to tell you the chayi. Could be even though Anisha's mapo came in behem of a chayi, maybe they could live a little bit. So the question is, why aren't they the b'chor l'nachlo? Why is the second one a b'chor l'nachlo? The answer is, v'shani yosam, by nachlo it's different. The Yomakra, the Pasuk says, reishis oinoi. The first kid that you have, a lashon of oinoi, vidashin, mi sheli by dov olav. It has to be a kid that when he dies, the father feels very bad about it. It means it was a kid that was supposed to live, and then he died. But yotazeh, this type of a vlad, that looks like a behema, even though it could live for a short while, but Shein Liba double lover doesn't bother the father when it dies, because he knew right away he can't live too long. So therefore, that's not called Inuchas Yerusha like a Bechor. Therefore, the second one that's born after this, he's called the Bechor Lanachla. So, according to there wouldn't be a clear proof to say she's Mapo Kamin Beim of Chayiv, whether that Vlad could live a little bit or not, there wouldn't be a good proof. The other Gemara says, Boyi Minei Rav Ada Bar Avo Me Abaya. He has a question like this. The Rebbe Mei, according to Rebbe Mei Yeshita, the Yom that he holds, the Behema B'mei Isha, Vlad Ma'ayuhu, that a Behema that's inside the Uber, the womb of an Isha, is called a Vlad Ma'ayuhu, like we said, she's Ma'apo Kimin Behema, she's called Tumas Leda, she is called a Vlad. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say, Odom B'mei Behema Mai. What's going to be if a Behema gives birth to a Vlad that looks like an Odom, what then will it have? Do we say the main thing is you go boss of the mother, and therefore since the mother is a behemoth, you're allowed to eat this vlad even though it looks like an adam? Or maybe no. It's more so the mind of what's the difference here? The ishturuya, like a behemoth, has no tumas later. So what's the difference? Someone says, yes, the difference is, Rishturu Yabachilo. Are you allowed to eat this vladna of the behemoth that looks like an Adam? That's the shayla. Do we say it goes boss of the mother, and therefore you could eat it? Or do we say, no, since it has a tzurus Adam, it's like an Adam, you can't eat it? Someone says, Lechura, Vetiv Shadle, why don't you bring a proof, Mehod Rabbi Yechanan from Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, somebody shechs an animal, or mots about the musyain, and inside you find a figure looking like a yearn, like a pigeon. Asur b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. So here you see, you don't go bosa the mother, you go bosa what this tzura looks like. So must hoch yeshu, one has with the other. Hosam loy parasika v'loy parasika. A yearna, a pigeon, has nothing to do with the behemoth. It doesn't have any legs at all. Not only is it not split, it's not even a parse at all. But also, if the vlad itzur looks like an odom, need the parses let the chuda not split the hooves, but parse miyuka, there's a heel there. That an odom has a heel. So could it maybe an odom is more daima to behema than a yoner is? So if it's not clear what the loch would be, if a behema's mapil kimin odom, is it mutatid or not? That's a shayla. Now it says in the Mishnah, v'chom moimrim, that kol shein by mitzuras odom is ein of vlad. If the uber, this fetus, does not look like an odom, but looks like anything else, she's not tummy later. Omer b'yim ribarab, omer rav, ha'kol moed, everybody agrees, both Ramei and Chom agree like this, that gufoy tayish, let's say this ish that's being mapped now, and this the uber, the tzura, it looks like a tayish, like a goat. But upon of odom, the face of this fetus looks like an Adam. Said Adam. Everybody, even the Chum, would agree that you go boss on the face, and since the face is like an Adam, Avada the mother would have a tumas later. What's going to be goof Adam? This fetus, the body itself looks like an Adam. But upon of Taish, the face looks like a goat. What's the halacha? Kuleklum, it's not called a later. Because what, you go boss on the face, and since the face looks like a behemoth, it would not be called a later at all, according to Chachamim. He learns even according to Ramei it's this way. Where's the machlekes for Ramei and Chomim el shepon of Adam, that even the face it looks like an Adam, but v'nivra b'ayin achas kebeim, it's born with one eye like a beima. That's the machlekes, that one eye of this uber looks like a beima. Mitzuras Adam, it's enough that part of it looks like an Adam, even though one eye looks like a beima, but since the other eye looks like an Adam, therefore they would have a tumas later. It's called a vlad. The chum say no, called tzuras Adam. The face of this fetus has to look completely like an Adam, and if even one eye just looks like a beima, it would have no tumas later. That's the machlekes. Omaloy, they said back. Omaloy, l'rav yumiya barabom. I've with chatan. We learned the opposite, not like you. We learned like this. The Yisra should be Omrullah. The Chum said back to him that we learn not like you. We learned like this. That Tanya, Rabbi Meir and Remeir says, call tzuras. Mashma, any tzura is enough to give you tumas later. The Chum Omrim, meet tzuras. No, you have to have part of the tzuras. We learned just the opposite. Remeir asked that, call tzura. The Chum say, meet tzura. Omrullah said back to Menachnami, Tanya, if you learned like that, very good. But he himself did not learn like this. So Rashi explains that it says according to Rabbi Meir you need kol tzura, about that can't be because the Mishnah says it is tummy. So Rashi, after it says in Rabbi Meir kol tzura, about it means to say just kol shu. If any little bit of it looks like an adam, then it have a tumas later. But the question is what the chum says mitzuras means actually by mixas tzura in the keres will go in chatzia pasiv is enough. Not that you have to have both sides of the face, but as long as one side of the face looks like an adam, that would be enough. And here we say not like that. That we said, Echnami, Tanya, if you learn like that, very good. But says, if you heard like that, very good. But Shemati, any I heard Merav, by the way I say it, not like you say it. According to Chomin, it's only Tumas Leidah if both sides of the face looks like an Adam. But if just one side of the face looks like an Adam, it would not have Tumas Leidah. Nothing more says, Omrev Yirmi Barabo, Omrev Yechanon, Meitzach, let's say the forehead of this fetus. Ugevinim, and let's say the eyebrows, the einayim and the eyes, the halistois and the cheeks, like the gabris hazaken and the chin, is if achiyukulam kiyachot, they all have to look like one. Achiyukulam kiyachot. So Rashi says it means the rabbonin. It goes according to rabbonin shita. Kidem eforish Pesamach, to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbanan, goes according to Rabbanan, could appear to Rav, the Plukta, the Rav, Tanu Upolik, Vloihod the Bey, that you don't have to have cold Tzuras Adim, Kavashna Filu Rabbanan, as Naim, were not marked upon the ears. Just, oh, it's enough just to have these things. If these things look like an Adam, that's enough to say that you have a Tumas Leida. Achekulim Kiach, all of them, both eyes, and both the whole forehead has to look like an Adam. Rava says that Chas, Rava says over the name of Chas, the name of a person, that Metzach v'yagaban v'ayin v'yalosais v'gabas hazokin achekulim kiechod. There is, you don't have to have both eyes. It's enough to have just half. If half of the face looks like an Adam, that's enough. You don't have to have the whole thing. The Marasa Leplik is no machlekes here, really. Hokum and yom akotzurus, that you have to have the whole tzur means the whole face has to look like an Adam. Just part of the face. So part of the face doesn't just mean one feature. It means half of all these things, half of the face, has to look like an Adam. If this fetus has half of the face look like an Adam, then it'll have a tumas later. Mesri have a question. It says, Tsuras ponim shamu. That we say the face, the form of the face. Afilu partzuf echod min ha-partzufim. Even with just one part of the face. Rashi says, afilu partzuf echod min afilu eiver echod, even one limb of it. Just of the eye looks like an Adam. I met the forehead, or listois echod. The domili yodim have a vlad. See, it's much, you don't have to have the whole face, or even half of the face. Just one of these features look like an Adam. That's enough to give it a tumas later. That's the question. It says, suras ponim shamrum. I feel the parts of echod, one form of it. Then our parts of chutz menoisinus, we don't count the ears. So the name, what do you want to tell me? The mechad namisagi, it's enough just to have one. As long as the eye looks like an Adam, that's enough. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.